Reporting for WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford. More than an hour before hundreds of people would march through downtown Bloomington and hold a more than 20-minute long demonstration in the street in front of the Bloomington police station, Liz Mitchell and several others stood in a parking lot fastening pieces of paper to black and white balloons. On each of the dozens of pieces of paper was a name.
We have names of people who have died at the hands of police, so we're doing black balloons as well as white balloons. Balloon release whenever, if anybody chooses to take a balloon with a name on it and go down to the square. It's just our way of saying Black Lives Matter. People want to say all lives matter. Well, if Black Lives Matter, we wouldn't be doing this. If you look at history, people of color, their lives don't matter. We're just trying to say, hey, look, we matter, even though we really don't.
As Mitchell's group finished inflating the balloons, a crowd gathered a few yards away at Indiana University's sample gates. IU sophomore Isaac Paintsell was one of many who stood talking in small groups prior to the demonstration.
I'm here just to, you know, rally the cause, bring awareness to the situation of the injustices going on, especially here at a predominantly white institution. Hopefully they can see us in our peaceful protest, and from this a solution can come forth.
Another demonstrator, Yuri Santos, said he's lived in Bloomington for 20 years. He's African-Brazilian, and he says the issues addressed by Black Lives Matter are relevant in Bloomington, where he says he regularly hears of racist incidents. But he says they're also relevant elsewhere around the world.
But it's something that happened all over the world, actually. In Brazil as well, we have a Black Lives movement. Black Lives Matter movement is fighting because they're doing kind of same thing in the slums, you know, in the neighborhoods, you know, the police and authorities. So I think it matters for the whole, there are a lot of parts of the world where African people actually move it, you know, where they've been repressed all this time for many, many years. I think it's a matter for everybody.
The event last night was advertised as a Black Lives Matter rally organized by a group called Students Against State Violence. Shortly after 6:30 p.m., organizers began by reading the names of Black Americans killed by police in recent months. 13-year-old Tyree King, who was shot multiple times by an officer in Columbus, Ohio. 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher, shot and killed by police in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Keith Lamont Scott, killed in Charlotte, North Carolina. Corinne Gaines, killed in Baltimore. Alfred Olongo, killed in El Cajon, California. An organizer with Students Against State Violence, or SASV, told the group the list was not, of course, complete.
SASV also wants to make it clear that we think it's very important to not only focus on male, cisgender, or innocent victims of police violence in this movement. It is also necessary for us to do research about the names of Black women and trans people who have suffered at the hands of the police and other forms of state violence, and to defend those who the media and politicians portray as undeserving of sympathy or defense.
Several speakers took to the microphone to address the crowd. Yasmin Fashir is an IU student.
I go to class every single morning knowing that this institution was not made for me. Every single morning. And every single person at this rally needs to understand that every single institution in the United States of America is meant to bend the black body for the white people to stand on top of us.
Come on!
Every single institution. And we get that from the media. We're crooks. We're murderers. We're rapists. And we get that from school. We get that from education. From education, we learn that Africa is disease and starvation, and that's it. And that white people created everything, and they know everything. Every day. None of these institutions are for us. And we have to pave our way. And the thing about it is, we act like racism is our problem. We act like it's our fault. Like white people didn't stand on top of us to make themselves stand taller. Mm. To make themselves look taller. Mm. To make themselves look better. Mm. But they're not. And when we understand what happens in America, we are enraged all the time. All the time. As James Baldwin once said, to be black in this country and to be conscious is to be enraged. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was IU student Yasmin Fashir speaking last night at a Black Lives Matter rally at IU's Sample Gates. The president of the Black Student Union, Kialia Hollingsworth, also spoke to the crowd. Hollingsworth says Black students at IU often immerse themselves in the campus's Black community. She mentioned spaces like the Neil Marshall Black Cultural Center and the Department of African American and African Diaspora Studies. But she says the university at large doesn't do well at dealing with issues like social justice and inclusion.
The university does not do enough to address or encourage these conversations on campus. Whenever IUPD is still racially profiling, professors and students are afraid to talk about race, and people of color are not treated with the same respect and care that we deserve, the work of the institution and all of its students is not done. We are at a university for a short 4 to 5 year span, which is near to nothing when considering the 200 years of institutionalized inequality that the university has only gradually addressed. This is why Black students are almost immediately charged with the responsibility to implement change on this campus upon arrival, as we are constantly reminded that if we do not, who will? While it is our job as a Black community to educate and hold each other accountable as family and friends, we should not be placed in situations where we have to educate those within the majority who choose to be silent, remove themselves from the situation, and choose not to make an attempt to educate themselves. Everything that I just mentioned is very much so possible and achievable, as seen by our many allies who choose to understand, educate themselves, and speak out. Historically, nothing has been achieved from silence in the wake of injustice. Therefore, I choose to speak out, and I would encourage you all to do the same.
After Hollingsworth and several other speakers, including representatives from a Black Lives Matter group from Indianapolis, organizers detailed plans to march. Nick Graven is with Students Against State Violence.
Hey, y'all, I just wanted to make sure everyone understands that this is an unpermitted march. We're going to be marching in the street, so just be aware of the risks involved with that. And please, white people whose bodies are not as vulnerable, be on the perimeter and be blocking whatever aggression might be targeted at the rally, please. Thank you.
Around 7:30 p.m., hundreds of people moved into the street, proceeding west up Kirkwood Avenue until they hit College Street and turned left. Several cars were delayed a few minutes as the crowd passed by, though there were no major disputes with drivers along the route. Some onlookers joined in the march, and others took cell phone camera footage. The marchers eventually moved east on 3rd Street until they reached the corner of Lincoln and 3rd. That's right in front of the Bloomington police station. Demonstrators formed lines around the entire intersection, effectively blocking traffic, including one city bus. Most vehicles opted to turn around after a few moments, although a few drivers did shout at the protesters. A few different times, drivers tried to maneuver around the crowd, only to find themselves blocked again by demonstrators. In one instance, the driver of an SUV did try to plow through the crowd, but he stopped after a few yards.
Terror, and if in the future he picks up a gun, he shall not be blamed.
Although other media reports suggested protesters somehow damaged the vehicle involved in that incident, I did not personally witness any damage, and no witnesses that I talked to did either. Most media reports have focused largely on that incident, which took place only in a few brief moments and was not even actually seen by many of the protesters. One of the stated reasons for stopping in front of the Bloomington police station was to draw attention to the case of Joseph Smedley, an IU student who disappeared last year and was later found dead in Griffey Lake. His death was ruled a suicide, but many local residents have joined members of Smedley's family in questioning the police investigation into that incident. Andrea Sterling addressed the crowd, saying that Bloomington police have not provided Vivian Smedley with information about her brother's death.
Details have changed. At one point, his book bag had rocks in it to weigh him down. Suddenly, his book bag had nothing in it. They haven't let out the detail that he had bruises on his back. She had to find that out herself. She had to do the extra work and pay for it to get that information. So when we talk about what we can do for Black people, one of the things that we can do, a real tangible thing, is putting pressure on the Bloomington Police Department to get that information to Vivian. She is the legal next of kin.
Hello.
But they are not giving her necessary documents for her to continue on this investigation. So we need to regularly and constantly, not just today, put pressure on the Bloomington PD to ensure that they are giving Vivian what she is legally obligated to get.
The group held the intersection at Lincoln and 3rd for more than 20 minutes before continuing the march down 3rd Street and then to the intersection of Indiana and Kirkwood Avenues, where speeches continued. One participant there identified herself as an IU student.
Hi, y'all. My name's Star Martinez. I'm a Chicana from El Paso, Texas. I want to give a special shout out to my sisters over here from Indiana University Meyer School of Law. We are law students for justice here. We are getting our education. We know where we stand. We know where we stand as allies. It is important to us. Chicana sisters, Black brothers, Black trans, Black... Everybody's in this together. So we got to remember that we are in this together. We cannot keep each other down.
The demonstrators disbanded shortly after 8:30 p.m. Reporting for WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford.